Welcome, 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 welcome. You are most welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. My name is Gbemisola. I am your host and I am so grateful that you tuned in. This is going to be lit. Hi guys, welcome to the Dreamer Girl podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. So this is episode 81. First of all, how have you been? How are you doing? How was your week last week? What did you learn? How did you grow? What new things did you try? Who made you happy last week? Who made you sad last week? who did you have the most fun with last week? Who did you confide in last week? Who are the people in your life? You know, how are you investing in those relationships? Who's your coach? Who's your mentor? Who's your friend? Who's your partner? Who's your family? Who has become family? As usual, my questions, I just say what comes to mind, and I hope that, you know, you have answers to those questions, or they make you reflect deeper and make you ask more questions or seek more answers. Yes. So last week on the podcast, I talked about identity, self-esteem, and all that stuff. And this, there was like, I tried not to personalize it too much, and I guess that's one way. Like, listening to the podcast, the audio version is sometimes better than the video. Like, and on the video, you have the connection, you're seeing somebody. For some people, that's, it's easier to hold your attention to like stay focused when you can see somebody. But it can also be distracting. And you know, there's all that talk about pretty privilege, and you know, some people were listening to that last week and probably thought, oh yeah, baby, I get you, girl. Yeah, like, I have those days I don't feel like I'm good enough. Sometimes I feel pretty, sometimes I feel not, and I really feel that. And some people are like, give me, easy for you to say. And of course, I'm not going to sit down here and say, let me tell you all the ways and all the days I don't feel pretty, and all the beauty standards that I don't measure up to, or all the things that people have said to me, the negative things. I'm not here to sit up here and argue whether I have pretty privilege or if I'm pretty. And you know, like, I see the compliments sometimes, and I also get the yabs sometimes. And so I'm not going to sit here, but I think my reason for not focusing on that is because, regardless, at the end of the day, thinking just like that, deciding, oh, I'm less pretty, or I'm less worthy, or I'm less gifted, it doesn't do anything for you. Like, it's a mindset that can give you the life you want. And so I it's not even really about who you think you measure up to or who you think you're better than. It's just getting to a place where you're able to show up for life and you have a mindset that can give you the life that you want. And that's that about that. And like, if you want to talk about my personal issues, we can chat. You can send me a message, you can ask me questions privately. But that's why I, you know, it's always like, should I talk about this, should I not, what do I really think? And honestly, I'm at this point where I'm just saying what I want to say and hoping that, yeah, saying what I want to say within like reasonable bounds, and hoping that reasonable boundaries, and hoping that you get something and it's useful. Now, today's episode is one of those, should I not talk about things? And I guess it's going to be a series of like a few episodes on the topic. But today's, I wanted to talk about like sex. And can you see where my face changed? If you're watching the video, you probably saw how uncomfortable I was when I said that. And if you're listening, if you're just listening, you can probably hear the discomfort. I think I told my mom I was going to talk about sex one time. She was like, she just looked at me somehow. And I was like, I understand. Myself, I'm looking at myself like that. But it would be silly to assume that nobody's talking. That because nobody's talking about it, nobody's thinking about it. Like, look at culture, look at every movie. And you know that I love romantic comedies. And they just keep getting steamier and steamier. Like, I remember Korean dramas, K-dramas, when they first started in high, I never used to watch too much, but I do watch my own fair share. In university, I think that was like maybe 100 level, the first K-drama I watched, Boys Over Flowers, Koo Jong-pyo. I probably butchered that name, but hey. And it was like, I don't know how many episodes, plenty episodes, 1 hour each. And the only romantic type, you know, own kissy thing we got was one awkward kiss at the very end of the season, on the entire 60, maybe 30 episodes, 1 hour each. So after 30 hours, they blessed us with one random peck on the lips, I think. I can't remember really well. But it was like that. And then they just kept getting racier. Just kept getting more, you know. And then don't even go to Hollywood. Hollywood is on another level. And that's just the fact that we're in a very sexual culture and sexual world. And it's, you know, look at art from centuries ago, and you still see that. So it's really silly to assume that, you know, we can just not talk about these things, particularly when we're talking to young people that are finding their way in the world and they're just starting out and they're just seeing all these things and taking all this information. And, you know, I want to talk about that, but as thinking about talking about like sex and restraint, celibacy, or deciding not, all those things, I realized that that's not the place to start, because I feel that many times we act like that's the place to start and we just start exploring. But the truth is, many of us are carrying broken ideas of sex or broken experiences with sex, and we're moving with that into the world and making decisions. It's like we have a broken hand and then we're using that hand to lift everything, and it's like just pain. It's only agony that can come out because you've not healed. And I was I've talked to so many of my friends, my sisters, myself, you know, friends, male, female, and it's so sad how many people had negative, like, first encounters about sex. So whether that means like you grew up in church and it was a total taboo, don't talk about it, it's bad, if you do, you're bad, everything about it is bad, or one uncle somewhere, one pervert somewhere. And it's so sad how many of those stories I know, I've experienced, I've, like, friends know. And it just goes to show that, first of all, it's scary to think about, like, as a young person that hopes by God's grace to be a parent one day, it's like, how are we going to keep our he that watches Israel neither sleeps nor slumbers. Like, it's such a serious thing to realize that by the time you're 15, by the time you're 10, somebody has probably taken advantage of you, somebody has probably touched you wrongly, somebody has probably said certain things to you and just warped your entire perspective on sex and what it's supposed to be. And as a Christian, I know that sex was created by God. Like, that's my worldview. Everything was created by God. That's my worldview. And but then you now realize that even though that's like my worldview, it's like the day-to-day experience, most of us have warped perspectives. Most of us have pain when it comes to the issue of sex and sexual encounters. But that hasn't stopped many people from still exploring and finding themselves with other people and trying to do this and trying to do that. And it's just really scary that instead of getting the healing that we need, instead of processing these things, we are going on explorations. You know, we're exploring. We're trying out new things. We're trying to be awakened, trying to be woke, trying to be liberal, trying to be, I don't know, experimental. We're trying to do all these things without acknowledging the fact that many of us do not have a healthy perception of what sex is. Many of us don't have a huge perspective of what sex is, because people that were entrusted with taking care of us and guarding our hearts and guarding the things that are most valuable and guarding the things that are important were irresponsible with it, or were busy, or just wicked people. People were cruel and wicked, or they were hurt and then they just decided to hurt more people, and people were just collateral damage in all that mess. And I think that's why I wanted to start, because initially I wanted to just like start talking about like my perspective on all these issues, and then I realized it would just be totally wrong to ignore like this elephant in the room, the fact that many people have an unhealthy mindset about it. Many people have been hurt. Like, we know young girls that were raped and brutalized, and now that is a pattern. So whether it's like they're totally abstaining or they're just reproducing terrible cycles, or young men too. And so it's like we have to address the fact that many of us didn't come to understand sex in a balanced, you know, maybe objective, maybe helpful. Many of us came to the topic with so much trauma, came to the topic out of pain, or came to the topic out of shame. And so it's consistently a topic of shame, a topic that brings up bad memories, a topic that brings up all the reasons why you don't trust human beings, a topic that brings up all the things that are wrong with humanity. And then we somehow think we can bury all of that and just act like sex is normal. Like, yeah, it's just cool, it's just chill, it's just what we see in the movies, it's just random. Without acknowledging that you have to heal. And it's not just healing like in the topic of sex. This goes to a healing period, healing point blank, like healing and just really understanding the things that you have been through. I'm starting to actually think, what does this mean for me now? How is this affecting the way I think about this? Like, what is my perspective on this thing now? And how is the trauma responsible for this perspective? What part of this is my pain speaking? What part of this is the shame from childhood speaking? What part of this is all the warnings from my youth speaking? What part of this is my fear speaking? What part of this is actually grounded in who I am now, like what I believe now? Maybe that as a Christian, for me, like my stance now, is this totally grounded in my stance now, or am I still carrying the shame or the hurt or the fear or the worry or the confusion with me? And so that's why I wanted to start like this episode. I'm going to call it Sexual Healing, and there's a song that comes to mind that I really don't know too well, and it's just this idea that before we start trying to find our sexual identity and what we think and whether you're going to agree with God or not, what is your perspective on it, and how has your experience so far with sexual encounters and sexual trauma and sexual education, whatever sex education, whatever way it was communicated to you, how has that affected your stance to it now? And is that the stance that you want? Is that the stance that you have come to as an enlightened, educated, spiritual person? Is that the stance you're at now? And do you need some healing? Do you need some healing? Do you need to talk to somebody? Do you need healing from God? Honestly, like just some soul ties, some unforgiveness, some shame, some confusion, some all those things. Like, it is wrong. Like, you will never have a broken hand and decide that that's the hand you're going to use for heavy lifting. Like, you wouldn't do that. And so how can we carry so much hurt and decide that, you know, we're going to, even though we're so hurt and we're so confused and we don't have a good relationship with this thing, we're going to make the best. Like, every decision we're going to make is going to make sense. It doesn't work like that. You know, you don't do productive things with such history. You don't do productive things with such trauma without analyzing it. And so on this episode, it's just the idea of what has shaped your approach to sex so far. What hurts in terms of like sexual encounters, like what hurts do you have there? What pains do you have there? You know, who did something to you at one point? And do you need to talk to somebody? You probably do about this. Do you need to confide in a parent? Do you need to let it off your chest? Do you need to cry about it in prayer? Do you need to acknowledge it? Or do you just want to keep moving? And if you want to just keep moving, then think again. So what is influencing the decisions that you have been making? Like, is it, and again, with this going back to, so even maybe it's not even deep, maybe you are one of the few, and I am like, is few, that nobody tampered with you as a child, nobody touched you in any wrong way. And this is like so sensitive, and maybe I should be more sensitive. I'll probably type like, this contains sensitive information, just in case, because like, you don't want to, I don't want to cause anybody like pain and just bring back memories that you're not willing to get into. So I want, like, I hope that you knew what you were about to listen to before you started. And I think as I'm recording this, I'm saying that I'm going to make that really clear so that nobody is caught off guard. But yeah, so what was I saying before I went, like, I just wanted to be careful. But yeah, if you're one of the few that nobody tampered with you, and you just got to a point that you said that you wanted to try this thing out, you wanted to try to be, and I guess when you put boys and girls together for long enough, if you went to boarding school, you know this. If you even, yeah, you know this. If you used to edgist a lot, you know this. People start exploring and people get adventurous and people try out things because it's a sexual world. Like, sex sells, like they say. So maybe the movies, maybe books, romance novels, those things, maybe they got you trying things. And now that you're older, and like I say on this, on the different, on different episodes, thinking your own thoughts, as you're thinking your own thoughts, as you're making decisions about who you are and what you stand for, what do those things still align to your perspective on sex? Do those things still align to your perspective on this, on this issue that is so important but can be so awkward to talk about, or to even admit that you're thinking about, or admit that you have questions about? And so this episode is really one, sexual healing. Many of us need it. Many of us need to take it to God, take it to a therapist, take it to our parents, take it to someone you trust, be more open when it comes to discussing these issues, and just realizing that sometimes, not sometimes, many times, the things that you're doing have a backstory. There's a foundation to what you're doing. And if you're not careful enough to check what that foundation is, you can feel so in your right. You can feel like, oh, I'm making all the great, I'm making the best decision for me, without realizing that, hey, this thing is coming from a rotten place. This thing is coming from a hurt. This thing is coming from shame. This thing is coming from guilt. This thing is coming from confusion. And for as long as you keep just going on that foundation, you make decisions like they're just, you won't think twice on those, about those decisions, without realizing, wait, this is not sound, this is not helpful, and it's just coming from this place of hurt. So sexual healing, and I guess I'll probably do another episode related to this before I continue on the sex topic about like baggage or something like that, for this gets too long. So I hope this makes sense. And if this is so random, like you're like, why is Gbemi talking about this, and why is she talking about it like this, or why is she dancing around this topic, well, please just know, like, as it might be awkward for you to hear, it's awkward for me to say, but I just thought it was an important topic to actually address. This has been the Missoula and Dreamer Girl podcast. As always, I'm so excited and so grateful that you tuned in. Till next week, keep going after your dreams. Love the life you have. Build the life you want. Bye, guys.